at the Artist Studio in Edmonds, Washington on April 5th, 2001 for the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution. John, perhaps we should start by your talking a little bit about where and when you were born.
I was born in 1936 in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. This is where I grew up, and then later went to,
That's okay right now, yeah. Well, I'm interested in your talking about growing up there and what your childhood and family life were like. Do you have brothers and sisters, and where were you in that pecking order?
Well, actually, I was between a brother and a sister. And I have one brother that's older than I am by 2 years, and then a sister that's quite a bit younger than I am. She's about 16 years younger than I am. But I really grew up in an area that was quite rural, and at first went to public schools, and this is where I picked up my education. I really became interested in the arts, and was fortunate enough to get a scholarship at the Carnegie Museum there.
At what age?
Actually, I was in grade school, and they had an offering when I was in, I think it was fifth grade, and I went to, actually the class was called the Tam-O-Shanters, and it was a class that was held every Saturday, and what they did was they brought students from all over the city in Pittsburgh, and there was a teacher that would give a problem and go through and discuss, like the drawing of a hand. And she would discuss the anatomy and this sort of thing, but everyone would do the same problem, and each week the problem was juried. So then at the next meeting, the next Saturday, the winners were asked to do their drawing in front of everyone on an easel. And it was a great experience.
How many children were there in those classes, and about, were they all pretty much the same age, or?
They were all the same age, and actually you had two groups. One was the grade school, and the other was the high school. And I went on to keep with it, and went into the high school as well. But the as far as the size of the group, the classes were held in the auditorium, and so I would say, this is a guess, probably around 75 students all over Pittsburgh, this was a very exciting thing for me.
How long did that go on then? How long, through what ages did you participate?
Well, actually, I was about, at that time, 14, 15, and then I stayed with it mainly because of my mother's backing.
Well, that was one of my questions too. What kind of work did your parents do, and how were you encouraged? If you were encouraged, did you have art in your home, and was there that sort of encouragement?
Not really. The encouragement came primarily from my mother. She, in a lot of ways, was very interested in just us boys at that time, just the two, my brother and I at that point, and she was just interested in us having that opportunity to see where we would eventually find our way.
So it was really, she was not so much interested in art appreciation, but looking at art as how it might fit into your life, either as a career or maybe an avocation?
Right. At that time in Pittsburgh, and probably most places, when you were going to school, you were thinking about basically what you were going to eventually do as a job.
Sure.
And